right now. Come see us at Longmine Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us online 24/7 at longmineautoplaza.com. Chevy, find new roads. 1,750 consumer cash, 1,250 trade allowance, 1,000 Chevy select bonus, plus TTNL, rebates assigned to dealer.
Blue Ribbon coverage of the Lyon County Fair, on the air and on the web. Just log on to KVOE.com or tune in to KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. Be a part of the Newman Regional Health Foundation annual Denim and Diamonds Benefit Gala, Friday, August 4th at ESU's Memorial Union. For tickets, log on to NewmanRH.org. KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. Live and local, this is KVOE News.
KVOE News time 7:13. Cloud cover, light rainfall here at the KVOE studios, 78 and steamy. 95 today with peak heat index readings at 103 to 106 area-wide. Full forecast with TV 13 meteorologist Doug Myers is on the way. Well, Night in the Wild, the Zoo Brew event coming up here for the David Traylor Zoo is a little bit more than a week out, and we get an update now from Zoo Director Lisa Keith as our 7:05 newscast continues today.
Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, guys. You know, it's Thursday, and if you stand on your tippy toes, you can almost see Friday.
Yeah, there you go. So how are things going here for Zoo Brew Night in the Wild a week from Saturday?
Going well. Ticket sales are slow, but doing well. I think we'll have a good crew for Zoo Brew and Night in the Wild, our first annual event.
Yeah, coming up a week from Saturday at the David Traylor Zoo from 5 until 8. Well, what will Zoo Brew a Night in the Wild consist of, Lisa? What are we looking at here?
Well, tons of fun, Ron. So the doors will open at 5, and folks will be invited in to eat some great food from Gourmet to Go catering, and then also some cookies from Darcy's Dough. We'll also have a band, Brick Horse. They're pretty amazing. They do a variety of things, country, rock, a little bit of everything. But they're going to play from 5:30 to 7:30 out on Zoo Road. We're going to have drinks there by Radius Brewing, Trolley House Distillery, and Turquoise Tavern will be doing the domestics. It's just going to be a really fun evening. Our docents will be out with some of our ambassador animals, so people will get to see them, get up close to them, and maybe even learn something about them.
Yeah.
Outstanding. So fun educational activities here coming up here a week from Saturday. So how do people get their tickets, and how soon do they need to get tickets?
Well, they need to get their tickets really soon because we do need to get food ordered. So if they could get their tickets purchased from our office here at 517 Merchant, or they can call our office at 341-4365, and we can get that taken care of over the phone. Hopefully today or tomorrow for sure. We will need to order food tomorrow, so as soon as possible. We will have the opportunity for people to still come if they wish, but if they order after Friday morning, we're probably going to have to, they won't be guaranteed dinner. So they can still come, enjoy the band and the activities and the drinks. But
you'll have to watch people eat, right?
Yeah.
And what's the fun of that?
Unfortunately.
Well, and,
no, but it will be fun.
And how much are tickets?
$50 a piece. You must be 21 or over. No children are allowed to this event. It is an adult event. But it is our first annual, and I think it will be a lot of fun for the folks that come. And I know there's a lot going on Saturday night, but we hope that people will choose to come out and help the zoo raise some money.
Yeah, so what will the proceeds go for?
It will help continue for all of our programs, yeah, our education programs, our conservation programs, and help pay for our educator that's full-time. So.
Well, and speaking of that, I think you have a kids' zookation coming up this weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
We do. Yeah. We do. So if you have a child 4 to 7, call our office again at that 341-4365 number and get them pre-registered. It is limited, so be sure and give us a call.
Lisa, I have to ask really quickly, and I know we're almost out of time before we get into the rest of our schedule, but how's construction going at the zoo right now?
Actually, it's going pretty well. They're actually getting ready to put up sheetrock, so that's exciting. Means we're getting closer. So it's meddling along. Bus parking is coming later this fall, too, so that's exciting. So it'll all kind of be done about the same time.
Yeah, it looks like they're making good progress on the new Zoo Education Center out there at the David Traylor Zoo. So Zoo Brew, A Night in the Wild, coming up August 12th. 5 p.m., there'll be entertainment, there'll be food, there will be beverages. Going to be a great night, and we want you to get your tickets today. They're $50 a piece. Call 341-4365. Lisa, anything else we need to add here?
I've got something for you.
Please, please do.
All right.
Why does a milking stool only have three legs?
Milking stool, three legs.
No idea.
I don't know.
Because the cow has the udder. Have a great
All right.
day, guys.
What,
keep smiling.
What did the horse say after it tripped?
What?
Help, I've fallen, and I can't giddy up.
Shoot.
See you
keep
later.
Keep smiling, guys.
All right.
Thanks.
David Traylor Zoo Director Lisa Keith with us on our 705 newscast, Chuck.
All right, and we'll close on that note and get you to the rest of the schedule for the morning here on KVUE at KVUE.com. That includes the Newsmaker segment here in just a minute with First United Methodist Church spokesperson Kelly Barrett discussing the church's annual school supply.